Attention all college grads in banking and finance. Goldman Sachs is now hiring, and you don't even have to be Jewish to land yourself a job. Now, here's a list of questions to see if you qualify for a job at Goldman Sachs. Question number one. Did you learn Chinese in college? You're going to need it. That's because Goldman is downsizing its operations in America and booming in China with its new headquarters, four new headquarters, two in Beijing and two in Shanghai. Question number two. Did you learn Hindi when you were in grad school? You're going to need it. That's because Goldman started with only 200 employees in India in 2004 and now is up to 4,000 plus employees in India in 2011. Question number three. Are you willing to start at $10 an hour and put in long working days, but in luxurious offices in Beijing and Bangalore? You're going to have to. That's because Goldman dips into that bottomless cheap labor pool that China and India offers. You're going to have to compete with the locals, you know. Question number five. Question number four. Are you willing to raise a family in Mumbai and stock up in postcards to send to your friends back home who have opted out of high finance for jobs at McDonald's and Burger King? You're gonna need to. That's because all of America's former manufacturing and high-tech jobs are now being filled by those with names like Jing and Singh. Question number five. Do you have a last name like Blankfein, Cohen, Weiner, or Friedman? Hope you do. Then you've got a real good chance of making those big bonuses, of ripping off American taxpayers with bailout scams and showing your gratitude by shipping all their jobs overseas, by contributing millions of dollars to presidential campaigns and enjoying high-placed jobs at the White House. But if your last name sounds anything like O'Leary, Williams, Murphy, or Smith, then your job at Goldman Sachs will probably be a dead end. Unless, like Henry Paulson, you're willing to sell your soul and pose as Gentile window dressing. It's a Jewish world, after all, in the banking and finance industry, you see. But don't lose heart. The Goyim are still welcome, especially if you like chop suey with lots of curry on the top.